Good day, beloved. In Mark's Gospel, the 5th chapter, these words are written there. A large crowd followed and pressed around Jesus, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" Beloved, sometimes we have been hurting so long and suffering so long that we cannot wait for the Savior to pass by. Sometimes the pain is so deep that we need to press our way to the Savior. This woman's body had been bleeding for 12 long years, and the health professionals had bled her for every cent she had. And when she heard Jesus was in the vicinity, she vowed to have an unscheduled visit with him. Beloved, she could not wait for Jesus to hopefully get to her. She had to head towards him to lay her hands on him so that she could be healed. She had reasoned that if she could not touch his arm, then his attire would have to do. If she could not grasp his hand, then she would get hold of a piece of his garment. If she was unable to get to him, then she would get hold of the hem of his robe, and that would be enough. And Jesus, with the first century paparazzi crowding in around him and pressing and pushing in all over him, felt her touch above all of the others. One brush from her broke through and bid power to come from his body. One encounter extracted emancipation from him. One touch took healing power from him, because her touch was not the touch of infatuation, but her touch was the touch of intimacy. Her touch was not the touch of a posturing pretense, but of a penetrating passion. Her touch was not of curiosity that had casually come into contact with the Christ by coincidence, but her touch was the touch of a convicted heart, convinced that an encounter with Jesus could cure her condition. That's what made the difference in her touch and the crowds pressing in and touching him. Her touch was not the touch from fashion or form, but her touch was the touch of faith, beloved. Her touch was not a Sunday only tune-up. Her touch was a seeking to be saturated by the spiritual power of anything or anybody that had come into an authentic encounter with Jesus. No one else in the crowd had had an authentic encounter with Jesus except the clothes on his back. Her touch finally was not the touch of ritual routine and religion, but her touch was the touch of a real, relevant relationship with Jesus. And that genuine touch was the touch that made the difference. The genuine touch not only healed her, beloved, but that genuine touch from her touched the heart of Jesus. Come on and make it a great day. Reach out and touch the heart of Jesus today. Be encouraged, because I'm so glad the tomb was empty. God bless you.